learning about time in a way that makes you feel like you are leveraging it and using it and living in it so fully. And I have often said, I want to live fat minutes, minutes where I literally experience every single one of the 60 seconds.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Is time on your side? Or does time even pick sides? Well, if you're like me, then you've gone through seasons where you've had a tricky relationship and perspective of time. Whether you're trying to hurry through a tough journey or slow down the clock when you feel like you just need more time, time to breathe and rest and think and dream. As an entrepreneur, I learned a handful of years ago that if I didn't get a handle on using my time wisely and thoughtfully, for better or for worse, it was going to use me. And now, as you may know, if you've been here for a minute, you know how much I truly believe that time is our greatest currency. It's this non-renewable resource. And I have seen and evidenced in my own life that with just a few little shifts and pivots and habits, we can learn to juice the most joy and peace and true rest out of our time. And recently, a major learning resource for me was my deep dive into a program called Time Genius. My friend and leading entrepreneurial educator, Marie Forleo, created this incredible course. She is the epitome of a time genius, so it makes sense she made a program about becoming one. In this episode, I'll share with you my top takeaways from her program, why I invested in it, why I took it, and how I hope it can help you maximize the work that you do in the life that you're busy creating. Come with me and my podcast producer, Kylie, as we deep dive into how I approached the busiest season of work in my career, in my life, and how I walked through it all with a peaceful pace rather than a stressful one. Before we begin, if you want to learn more about what being a time genius really means, head to marieandjenna.com to learn more about time genius from the one who created it. That's marieandjenna.com. This is for anyone looking to spend their time in a smarter and more meaningful way. All right, without further ado, let's dive on in and talk about time. My friend and repeat Gold Digger podcast guest, Sunira Madani, is on the HubSpot Podcast Network. It is so cool to be in such good company on the network with Sunira. If you haven't tuned into her show before, CEO School needs to be your next listen. CEO School is committed to closing the gap and helping more women level up by sharing stories and strategies from powerful women in leadership. Because nothing bad happens when women make more money. Sunira recently interviewed the OG girl boss, Sophia Amoruso, about building million-dollar brands and media trainer Jessica Abo on how to nail your media appearances and pitches. Listen to Sunira Madani's show, CEO School, wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love the Enneagram? If that's a big yes, you need to watch Beth McCord's three-part series called How to Lead, Coach, and Counsel with the Enneagram. In this free video series, you'll learn how to make flexible income as an Enneagram expert in less than a month. Sign up for the course today at yourenneagramcoach.com/Jenna. I'm back with my girl. Hey, Kai.
Hey. Oh, man. And we're back together, might be for one of the last times before I give birth. Like, what a wild time.
Wild. I mean, honestly, it's... I feel, you know what? Can I tell you something? I love pregnancy when I'm not the one pregnant.
Does it seem like mine has been faster or slower? Because I always feel like seeing other people pregnant, it seems so fast.
Yeah. When you're pregnant, it's like day by day.
That's where we're at right now.
Oh, my gosh. You know, before we dive on in, we're going to be talking about some of the different time strategies, because you know our team. We're efficient. We love time management, not so that we can work harder to work more. We want to work smarter so that we can have more time to live our lives. And, you know, talking about maternity leave and all of these things, you know, we've actually implemented a lot of different strategies to enable full maternity leaves and like really restful states, not just for me, but also for the team. It's been a wild ride.
Yeah, it really has. That's what I like about our team is that we're not looking for efficiency strategies or time management strategies so we can squeeze more work into the day.
Yes.
It's so we can get it done and get out.
Yes. I love that. You know, I had this realization a lot during my book launch process and everything, where I just recognize that like our culture is like so efficiency obsessed, and I am as well. But then when I realize like what we're doing with the time that we're saving is spending it on more work, I'm like, whoa, this is so broken. There's this story in my book and it talks about how this Buddhist monk visits New York City and the tour guide is like, hey, we can save 10 minutes if we go down on the subway and emerge from the subway. And the monk goes and sits on a park bench. And the tour guide's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm enjoying the 10 minutes we just saved. I love that story so much because it's just such a reminder for us that it's like, yes, you can have all of the systems and tools and strategies, but if they're not actually like serving you in your life, then you might need to reevaluate. Before we dive in, Kylie, what are you most looking forward to in this next chapter?
I'm looking forward to having the slowdown.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, not going at a million miles an hour and really soaking in the fruits of all the labor. Oh, pregnancy jokes. We've done so much prep and I've done some prep personally. And it's like all these things have been building up so I can truly rest. And I think it'll be the first time in my life where I only have one sole focus, and that will be a baby, like feeding, nourishing, caring for a baby and figuring out what that looks like in my life and developing a new routine with my husband. So I am looking forward to a forced, a mandatory slowdown because I won't have any other option.
Do you think that's going to be hard for you?
You know, I already know it's going to be hard because I've thought about, oh, well, if I'm ahead at work and I'm ahead on my own podcast, and what am I going to do with those little pockets of time? Yeah, like maybe
you're so used to filling.
Right. Maybe I could squeeze in some work. Maybe I could start this project. And I'm trying to be open to listening to what I want to do with those extra pockets of time instead of saying like I should use it to do XYZ. Maybe I should use it to just be.
Nap.
Yeah. And maybe ask me again after I actually give birth.
We will.
Different answer to that. But yeah, I do think it'll be a challenge, but I'm up for it.
Well, this, you know, episode that we're going to walk through is actually, I think it's like the perfect timing because, you know, we're actually talking about what I've learned going from that slower pace to speeding up again. And really, when I look at my life, you know, Coco is 3.5. I really hit the brake pedals, Kylie, when you entered my life, which was right before she was born, where I, you know, put up some really, really thick boundaries and really decided, you know, time is my currency and this is how I'm going to live it. And so it's been really unique for me. And I'm sure too, even just you being an onlooker, that now we're hitting the gas pedal again. And this year has really been a year of kind of easing back on the gas. And so let's dive into some of those different things that I've done in terms of time to make sure that I don't feel too stressed or stretched thin or whatever that looks like.
Yeah. So I want to throw that question back at you. Like, how did it feel going? I guess you were the opposite of what I'm about to approach. You were slowed down and then you jump into January 1 or January 2, I think it was, when we announced your book. And it was really the beginning of the busiest season I've been involved with
ever
on your team. And I think it's been yours. So what was that transition like? What surprised you about it?
You know, what is so wild is because I had been going slower so intentionally for so long, I actually enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
Really?
And it was really cool because there's a lot of like doubt inside of me of like, is now the right time? I feel like that's been a question that I ask myself all of the time, whether it's scrolling Instagram is now the right time, or saying yes to a speaking thing is now the right time. And, you know, there was a lot of fear in me because Quinn is so young, right? And there's like kind of almost this like interesting, and I wouldn't say mom guilt, but interesting like feeling as a mother of like, I was going so slow with Coco. Am I going too fast now with Quinn? And what does that look like? But what was really interesting is like, even on my quote, super busy days, they were busy from like 8 to noon. Right. And so it was like, we would like block things and I'd be like, block them while Coco's in school. Quinn's with Drew. Like, all right, let's go. And so I actually really enjoyed it a lot more than I anticipated. And I also, and I'm sure we'll talk about this too, but I also was very, very adamant about having a finish line, because I know that my tendency is like, once my wheels get turning again, like that momentum tempts me to like not want to slow down again, right? Like there's that lie of like, oh my gosh, I've gained all this momentum, I'd be an idiot to like hit the brake again. But I had to go into the busy season being like, all right, and here's my enough point. And that was really taking August. Like August had one day of recording on my entire calendar after having, you know, 20 days a month of recording for months straight. And so that was beautiful for me because it really gave me like, it's like a Peloton workout where they're like, you got to go for 5 more minutes. You're like, I can do anything for 5 minutes, but then you know rest is around the corner. And I think yes. I had to do that very specifically.
So I don't know if this comparison or this metaphor is going to land the way it is in my brain, but sometimes I think of our usage of time like goldfish. If a goldfish is in a small tank in your house, it'll stay a small goldfish. Yes. But if you put a goldfish in a large pond, the goldfish just keeps on growing. Yes. So that end point is like stopping the goldfish from growing out of control. Because if you just let it keep going, we'll take up that time to keep on moving and keep ourselves busy.
Yes, time expands. And whatever time you give something, it will expand into that. And that's something I'm excited for you. I can't even imagine how this is going to show up in your life. But I remember after having Coco, I could like knock out what I used to do in an 8-hour day during like a 3-hour nap window. And I'm like, I don't know how it's possible, but somehow, even with the most efficient of people that I know, and for myself, it's like time expands to what you like, the work will expand to the amount of time you give it.
Yeah.
And so it's really fascinating. I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes for me. But I'm curious, you mentioned that on some days during this busy book launch season, you were, I mean, talking to like 20 people in a day, doing 20 interviews, or you had so many things on your calendar that, first of all, you having a full calendar is not the Jenna that I met when I started working at all. So was there any overwhelm that crept in, or how did you control it?
You know, what's weird is, and we've talked about it on the show a little bit, there'll be more about it, but like my greatest overwhelm in my life, and more specifically my entrepreneurial journey, has always been around energy. And what I mean by that is like, I always worried that I wouldn't have enough energy to like get through what I needed to. And honestly, I'm still trying to like figure out and unpack a lot of my previous life and years of life, because I was like a chronically exhausted human. And I don't mean that from a place of like, I was tired all the time. Like I was talking to my mom the other day and like I had a pillow and a blanket in one of my teacher's offices in high school, and I would have to nap every day.
Oh my gosh.
And my mom was like, I didn't know that. I would have like done something if I would have known that. And like, I like actually like would get really anxious if I didn't know when I would be able to nap during the day. And I don't mean it from like a, oh, I love naps. It was like, I was moving through life in such an exhausted way. And now that I'm like on a different health journey, I feel like a lot of that was like adrenal fatigue and high cortisol and all these other things.
Sure, sure.
But I, going into the busy season, was mostly worried about my energy in the sense of like, I want to be a super hands-on mom. I was very committed to breastfeeding through the whole book launch and beyond. And I had to show up for all these interviews. And like, this might be the only interaction I ever have with somebody. And so what really helped me in terms of like not being overwhelmed was I had to figure out like how to be energized through this process. And I gave myself a 6-month runway of health focus to really focus on my energy. And I know I've talked about like my word of the year was vibrant and all these things, but like to me, like being vibrant means like being like energetic and like energy that you can feel. And so on those super full days, it felt like a marathon, but I also felt like I had been training for it. Like I, like even today, I have a lot of things I have to do and they're all back to back to back. So this morning I like planned out exactly here's what I'm going to eat and here's when I'm going to eat it and here's what this is going to look like. And it really had to pivot like one, how I looked at food, two, how I prioritized rest, but three, how I like really focused on being energized. And so the other thing that really helped me was like the night before, and I'll talk about this in just a little bit, but the night before I would like revisit my schedule just so I knew exactly what was happening when, so that there weren't any question marks or I wasn't waking up being like, I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen today.
So do you feel like you're rounding the corner of the last mile of a marathon? Like I know you've run marathons. Do you feel like the finish line is in sight and that's a relief to you? Do you feel gassed out? Like what do you feel like right now knowing that we're towards the end of that busy season?
You know, it's so weird. I feel like it's just the starting line.
Oh gosh.
But you know what?
As someone that on your thought, team, I'm like, no.
Yeah, no, that thought like actually excites me. And here's what I mean by that. I have so much unpacking to do, which is why I'm grateful that I'm keep giving myself these pockets of rest, because I have this tendency where I'm like always on to the next thing. And it's not a bad thing, but it's because we work so far in advance. By the time the thing actually comes, we've already been out of it for like months. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And so sometimes it's hard to like be present in like the accomplishment or the moment or whatever that is. And so I've been really, really clear that like I need moments to just like sit and be and listen and like, you know, figure out what's next. But in some ways, yes, I absolutely feel like I'm like at that last mile, but I'm not exhausted by it. I'm like exhilarated by it. And then in other ways, I'm like, oh, this is just the beginning. And what I mean by that is like books take on a life of their own. And so it's like, I have released it and now I get to like see what it does. And that excites me too. Like even just in the past few months of like seeing people on book clubs read it, seeing people gift it to their friends, seeing libraries be rented out for like months on end, like that stuff feels really exciting to me, but it's not stuff that I need to be pushing, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. So it's kind of like, I've never run a marathon, but I've done like 10Ks. And the thing that would make me so exhilarated at the finish line was that there were always bagels and like free food at the end. So, okay. All right. It's making sense to me.
When I was in New York for the book launch, I found this amazing gluten-free bagel place. And like being gluten-free, like good bagels just don't really exist. But in New York, I trusted that they did and they did. And it was such a treat.
I'm so glad. So we're speaking a lot about time. And I know towards the beginning of this year mm-hmm. or even when you were still on maternity leave with Quinn, you took a course from Marie Forleo, Time Genius, and a lot of our team members hopped in on that. So I'm curious why that course? Because I know you invest in your own learning a lot. So why did you single out Marie's and the timing of it? Why'd you take it at that time?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I had been with Marie when I was pregnant. And she had talked to me and she was like, Jenna, you will not believe the stories of the students that I've had go through this program. She's like, it is astonishing just the way people's lives have changed, the way their family lives have changed. And what's really interesting is Marie and I are very, very aligned on a lot of things. Like we love boundaries and we're not always attached to our phone and we draw a line in the sand with what is our enough point. And like, we are very spiritually aligned on the journey of entrepreneurship. And so when she kept talking about this program, I asked her, I was like, when is the next time you're launching it? And it was in January and I was still on maternity leave. And I was like, I don't know. And she's like, honestly, Jenna, I think it would be the best time for you to take it because you know, a lot of times when we learn things, we're just trying to like squeeze it into our lives, which, you know, totally works. And there's definitely ways to do that. But she was like, at that season of your life, you're going to want to come back to work with new tools in your toolkit, so that you can, you know, spend the time that you need to working, but get back to your kids and your life. And so I took it while we were in Arizona on maternity leave. And the cool thing about her program is it only takes 5 days. So It's kind of like a Peloton ride where they say you can do anything for 5 minutes. You can do anything for 5 days, right?
Yes.
And I like told myself that. I was like, I literally blocked it on my calendar. I actually recorded a whole episode about how I took her entire program from start to finish, every single lesson in 1 week, and how I like fit it into our lives in a different way. And I was so grateful. Actually, Kylie, I was just telling you this the other day, but I was like, once your brain turns back on, if you can take this when you come back from maternity leave, I really want for you to do it because it changed the game for me in so many ways. And I loved it because I did feel like when I was coming back from maternity leave, I had a whole new look at, here's the structure I want to have. Here's how I want to lay out my time. Here's what moves the needle the most, like all of these different things. And I just felt really equipped and empowered to know that, like, I don't need to work 9 to 5 in order to get my job done. Here's how I'm going to do this in less time, but in a meaningful way. And so, like I said, even on my busiest days with the book launch, it was like 8 to noon, right? And so that was just really, really empowering for me. And I loved just like how aligned her and I are in that quest of like, I don't want to work smarter so I can work more. I want to work smarter so that I can live harder. And I loved that.
You know, as a side note, as soon as I said out loud, you know, when I knew you were taking this and a lot of members of the team took it at the same time, I said out loud, I'm not sure I have time for this course. And I realized what I said. Yeah. And I was like, oh, maybe I need to take the course.
Yes. Yes. And you know what's funny, Kylie, is like, and here's the thing, is like, I never obviously like force things onto the team. But the few people that were like, yeah, I'm in. And then it was like, oh, I'm too busy. It was like, and then I was in the modules and I was like, oh gosh, you guys need this. But like, I really do think though, coming out of a leave, going into a leave, but also too, just like when, you know, I was thinking about this the other night where it's like, a lot of us go to bed at night and instead of like falling asleep peacefully, like our minds are racing, right? And it's like, we're doing so many things and we're so busy, but like we go to bed and like we lay there and we're like, I feel like I'm missing the point. I'm missing the point of life. I'm missing the point of my work. Like, I feel like I'm not like touching on what my life is meant to be. And I think a lot of that has to do around this notion of time and how we're spending it. And so, yeah, it was just one of those things where like, it was this huge wake up call for me, even where I remember as I was taking it, cause I was just so committed, like I'm going to fit it in. There was one night where I was like in the bathtub and I had the like computer on the toilet. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to be watching it while I'm in the bathtub. Cause like, this is how I'm going to fit it in with a newborn and a toddler. But like, it was just so worth it, where it was like 5 days of my life to gain back hours based on these strategies, totally worth it.
Yeah. So I want to ask you about your biggest takeaways, but yeah, one little follow-up question to like the timing of when it's right to take the Time Genius course. Do you think someone has to be like at a transition or no, at a breaking point, or when's the right time to jump in?
I mean, look at it today, look at your day today. And if you feel like you don't really know what's moving the needle, or you feel overwhelmed, or you feel like you're missing the point, or you're not doing the right things, there are so many things. And what I honestly, it was so funny. When I was taking Marie's course, I would literally text her every single day my takeaways of the day. Like, it was like, I forced her to be my accountability partner because she's my friend. But I learned so much from being her student. She is a magnificent teacher. And I was like, oh my gosh, like the way that like she is just like super, super fabulous. And so I was like, I feel like I'm being a student in two different ways, where I'm learning like how to be a better teacher just by watching this, but I'm also learning how to be a time genius. And so it was really cool from a creator standpoint too. You've probably heard the quote from the philosopher who said, change is the only constant in life. And it's true. Everything is always changing and evolving, but that doesn't mean we always enjoy it, especially when it comes to your business. HubSpot's CRM platform helps you make major moves confidently. Confidence to go big, go home, go local or global. With HubSpot, all of your marketing and operations and sales tools are in one place, meaning you have the right data at the right time to make the right call. A single source of truth means your teams are supported by a powerful system that helps lighten the busy work and create more time and space for big thinking. As a connected customer platform, HubSpot provides more than just software. It helps you and your teams create deeper, more meaningful relationships with your customers so you can grow better together. Learn how HubSpot can help your business grow better at HubSpot.com. I've long been obsessed with the Enneagram personality test. I actually made my entire family take it because the results are so eye-opening when it comes to relationships and work styles and how we show up in times of stress or success. For the record, I'm an Enneagram 3, the Achiever. And if you love the Enneagram 2, then you need to watch Beth McCord's three-part series called How to Lead, Coach, and Counsel with the Enneagram. Beth has been studying the Enneagram for 2 decades, and she loves training people with this powerful tool. In this free video series, you'll learn how to make flexible income as an Enneagram expert in less than a month. The course is designed for 3 types of people: those who already run a coaching business or mental health practice, those who are interested in learning how to start a coaching business as a side hustle or full-time career, and those who are Enneagram enthusiasts who want to take their knowledge to the next level. Sign up for the course today at yourenneagramcoach.com/Jenna. There's nothing better than making a living from work you love. Get this free mini course today and create your dream career. Again, that's yourenneagramcoach.com/Jenna.
Yeah, I will say, out of all the voices out there that I could allow speak into my life, I'm very choosy about who they are. And Marie Forleo is one of them. Yeah, when she speaks, same. I listen. So
same.
So let's dig into what you did dig out of the course. What were your 3 biggest takeaways from Time Genius?
You know, it was so fun. I came up with these without even having to like look back at the course because I like they are so much a part of my life. So the first one is she has this notion of simplify to amplify. And what I love about that is like, this is a huge one where you basically learn how to establish what work you're doing drives the biggest results. And so I think a lot of times part of the problem is like, if we're not getting the results we want, like we're tempted to just do more, right? Like surely I'm not doing enough. Mm-hmm. But her whole thing is like, when you simplify, you maximize your results. And so it's not about doing more, it's about doing the right things. And she had this whole system of like, here's how to analyze exactly what you're doing that's actually moving the needle. And for me as a business owner, it's so important that I do this and do this often because I am so multi-passionate and I am so creative that a lot of times I get these like ideas and I just start running with them. And I'm also really learning that like with my ADHD too, when I get obsessed with something, I go all in on it and I go really fast. And so I loved this notion of like simplify to amplify so that like, what is the big goal? And then how do I make sure that the things that I'm doing today, if I only have 2 hours to work, or if I only have 3 hours to work, like, am I doing the right things that are amplifying the right result? The second one was this permission. And I feel like we already have this on our team, but it was honestly, I'll tell you why this was so impactful. So it's permission to figure out my own personal work style and how to build an ecosystem that supports me best. Now, why this was literally life-changing, especially in this season of life, is that I have changed and evolved. And even like, you know, with the addition of Quinn, like my work style again has shifted and changed. And a lot of times it's like, you know, I was going through maternity leave for a second time. So I just kind of assumed it's going to be the same as the first one. I've already done this. This is my second rodeo. But when she kept talking about like, you have your own personal work style, I like realized like, oh, mine has shifted again. Like I have changed again. My identity has changed again. What I know to be true about myself has changed again. And one of the biggest things that literally changed my life and probably changed my marriage this year was when we were going into the busy season, I took advantage of this opportunity to claim an office space that's literally 3 blocks from our house. An incredible entrepreneur in our town had offered years ago, like when I was pregnant with Coco years ago, she said, hey, I have this meeting room. I don't really ever use it. If you ever need it for work, just let me know. And I never took her up on it. And then this year, knowing that my schedule was going to be really full and knowing that I needed a quiet space to focus, I ended up taking her up on it. And it was the biggest blessing And it was so conducive to me working well. Like Drew would get frustrated when I didn't go to the office because he was like, everyone is stressed. You're stressed because you're not focusing. Coco's trying to find you. Like it was just like a totally different environment. And so that was a massive changer for me. And it was just this really beautiful invitation of like, what sort of ecosystem do I need to set up so that I can focus and be energized and get my work done so that I can get back to life? And then the third one was this, and I love this. Schedule your priorities. Don't prioritize your schedule. And what I mean by this and what Marie means by this is there is this non-negotiable time that you have to create to put your priority first. A lot of times when we have a priority, we just try to squeeze it into our lives, right? Like we're like, oh, I'm going to be healthier. And like, I'll just like, you know, fit this in. But basically she was taking this idea that originated from Stephen Covey, but Marie had her own specific take on it. And basically it's like, you have time for what you put first. Reality forms around commitment, and you want to make your schedule the blueprint for your time commitments. And so I really loved that too, because we've talked about things like the big three, where it's like we wake up and we're like, here are the three things I need to do today, and everything else can fit in after. But I really loved this idea of like, you have to schedule your priorities. And honestly, for me, it didn't look like work first this year. It looks like health first. And so I think because I knew how important energy was, I scheduled my health stuff in first during my most productive time of the day when I used to just crack open my laptop. And I think that energized me through the work, which was very backwards for me from the past. And I learned that from the course.
I want to ask about the office space real quick, because for some reason, I feel like I would resist that because I've clung so hard to like, no, I work from home.
Yeah.
Like I'm in cozy space.
Part of my identity.
Did it take an adjustment period to get used to working in an office, or did you know it was the right step the second you walked in?
You know, what's so wild is I like had told them, my poor friends, Tanya and Cooper, if you're listening to this, I love you so much. When they offered me the space, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm probably going to need it for like, I don't know, maybe like 5 days total. I was in there like, I mean, me and Cooper would like pick each other up Starbucks and like we would just text each other the schedule and they would like sometimes move around their own meetings so that I could stay in the office. But, like they were the most gracious members of my book launch team. I literally like couldn't have done it with them. But what was so beautiful is like I was able to focus and then sign off. So like I went there and it was really interesting too. Marie talks about this in her program, but like how your brain associates different type of work based on your environment. And so like if you work from the couch, which I do often, a lot of times when it's, you know, evening time and you should be unwinding and watching TV or whatever, your brain is like telling you, you need to crack open your laptop again and work. And it's like, because your brain is associating work with that environment, it's hard for you to separate. And so what was fascinating is like, when I went to the office, I was so focused. And also from an ADHD standpoint, there are studies that say like just being in the same room as somebody else makes you more productive, just because like Cooper also has ADHD. I don't think he'd mind me saying that. And so sometimes we would just leave the door open between us and like we would both focus more just knowing somebody else is right there. And like at any minute they could walk in and see what we're working on, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You know, I wonder too, if there's a theory about putting on real pants makes you more productive.
There could be. You know, it's funny too. I've never wore more makeup in my life. And I don't mean that from like caking makeup on, but as in like most of my life is like strategized around how I don't have to wear makeup. But so many of my interviews that I was doing were video interviews, which you know me, I never do video interviews. And so it was though, I do feel like I was more productive and like pulled together showing up in that way. Like even today, right now I have on makeup and like, I just have a different energy about me. It's very interesting. So yeah, it was a really, you know, it's just like some of those little things that became really big things that guided me through where it was like, how can I create an ecosystem that is conducive to the amount of work that I need to do? And the office for me just became this place where it was like, when I am here, this is what I do. This is what I focus on. And then when I'm home, I'm like home. And that was really beautiful for me. And that's another reason why I'm so excited about our home build, because we're designing an actual office space. And so like it is attached to the house, but separate from the house. And I am like just so thrilled to have that devoted space where I will only work up there. And I just think it's going to be really good for my life and for like the separation of my roles.
So no more recording from a spare closet, you mean?
I mean, you better believe I can't wait to get out of that closet. And I've got to move the boxes that have literally been in there since we moved 4 years ago that still say random junk on them. And nice. I don't even want to open them. I should just donate them.
If you haven't been in there, you don't need what's in the box. Mm-hmm. Well, so those are three like really juicy, solid, rich takeaways. I can imagine there's even more where that came from in Time
Way
Genius.
More.
So we're talking so much about time. You and I are in two really different places with our time. So someone listening, what's the one thing they can do to help maximize the time they currently have working in their business?
Okay, so this was probably my favorite takeaway. And trust me, while I'm giving you a lot of content right now, this is literally like the tip of the iceberg for what's inside of the program. Okay, so Marie talks about this idea called mise en place. And she says it really fun like that, mise en place. And it's this French idea. And let me explain what it is and then why it is a game changer. For anyone listening, you can do this literally today. So the idea of mise en place is like when a French chef was going to cook a recipe, what they would do is they would read the recipe and they would get out every pot, pan, knife, cutting board, ingredient, seasoning, and they would get it all out and line it all up in front of them before they started the recipe. Now, let me tell you, Drew does 90% of the cooking in our family because he says I'm too messy in the kitchen. And I am probably too messy in the kitchen because I don't do the mise en place. And so what I love about this notion is thinking through what tools you are going to need to do the work you are about to do and having them all available to you and set up so that you are not hunting down a cord or like trying to find the right plugin or whatever type of work you're doing, you have everything in front of you so that when you get to work, you can get into that flow state. Because I recognize that a lot of times entrepreneurs are never even getting close to a flow state, right? We are jumping from task to task. We are doing thing to thing. And so I love this idea of like, I'm going to thoughtfully plan and think through, here is everything I'm going to need to do the work I'm about to do so that when I start doing the work, I can get it done and then I can close down and get back to life. So that notion of mise en place has been really beautiful. And a lot of times I just think about like that thoughtfulness required to do thoughtful work. So if you feel like you're frazzled or all over the place, and like for me, I am literally the person who is like every day of the week, I'm like, babe, have you seen my wallet? Or like today I like texted him, is the brass pump in the house? And he's like, yeah, but you have the bottle, right? I'm like, I have the bottle, but I didn't like, I am that person. And so just being a little bit more thoughtful of like, here's exactly what I'm going to need so that when I get to work, I can just do the work has been really, really helpful with me and with my brain. And also with like getting more into a flow state that feels consistent and that feels efficient.
I'm trying to picture you in the kitchen with like puffs of flour in the air and like Drew is just sweating because
Drew
he's so stressed.
Mortified. And you know what's so funny is like I really do enjoy cooking. I hate cleaning. Like I love watching Top Chef and I realize I love watching it because like they make the most mess when they're cooking, but they don't have to clean it up. You know,
so right, there's like
I can't imagine how they clean all those pots and pans when they're done. I can't think about it. I love cooking, but Drew is like a very meticulous, like he is the one that is like cleaning the cutting board like as soon as he's done while there are other things. But it also drives me nuts the way that he cooks because a lot of times things will be like just overcooked or like just undercooked because he was like doing the dishes while they were, you know what I mean? Where we just tease each other. It is a riot. Oh my God.
I'm gonna tell him he said that. So what else? What else do we need to know about Time Genius diving into it? How do you want to close this out?
Yeah. So here's what I will tell you. I have learned a lot over the years through online courses. Like I am not just an educator in the space, like I am a student. And this year, going into this year, I wanted to be really specific in like, here is what I am valuing the most and here is what I want to learn about the most. And there's something so cool about this notion about learning about time in a way that makes you feel like you are leveraging it and using it and living in it so fully. And, you know, I have often said, like, I want to live fat minutes. And what I mean by that are like minutes where I literally experience every single one of the 60 seconds in them. And when we were kind of joking of like, I don't have time to take time, genius, that is a great indicator that your life needs that right now, that you need the margin to really prioritize the things that you say matter the most for you. And I could literally have taken one single module of that program and transformed my view of time, the way I spend my time, the way my time feels. And so I am just so grateful. Like, if I could hug my January self, that postpartum foggy self, and just say, thank you for committing to 5 days of learning these things that have carried you through your busiest year, that have allowed you to do all the things you want to do, be an awesome mom, be a great entrepreneur, be a wonderful author, whatever those things are. Like, I am so grateful that I, you know, brought the course on walks with me with Quinn, that I watched it while I was in the bathtub for 5 days of my life so that I could claim back so much time and that I could learn these tools once and use them every single day in and out. And so I just want to invite you, if you feel like you are spinning your wheels, if you're finishing your day and you're like, I don't even know what I accomplished, if you feel stretched thin or you want to do more, but you want to make sure that that more is the right thing, or you want to save time so that you can spend it with the people you love or doing the things you love, then I could not encourage you diving into Time Genius more. In fact, I really want to walk through it again with this group of students because it was just so impactful for me. And I want to stay fresh on all of those things that I learned.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine.
Did I convince you? God. This was really just a podcast episode of me making sure that when Kylie comes back from her leave, she takes it so that her and I can nerd out on all the things Marie teaches, basically.
30 minutes of talking me into it, and I'm there.
Oh, Kylie, I am so excited for this next season of your life and to just be a part of it. I feel like from the moment you entered this team, we just talked about how, like, we're not just going to do work together. We're going to walk through life together. And not only have we done that over the last few years through the good, the bad, the ugly, the hard, I am just really excited to watch this expansion of you and your world and your life and your heart. And I can't wait to just be with you through it.
Thank you. I know. Speaking of expansion, I'm ready for my belly to stop expanding and just to have the baby. So if you could send me those vibes, that'd be great.
All in. I'm here. I'm honestly starting to think that time does want to be on our side. If we could just learn how to allow it. Like, can you start to see little ways that you can make a shift in how you spend your time each day, each week, and even beyond that, and how those little shifts can add up in really big, meaningful ways for you? And because this is a habit that we'll build rather than merely a choice we make once, I think one of the smartest ways to get a massive push of motivation and support in making these time shifts in how we spend it is through guided implementation. That's where Marie Forleo's Time Genius really helped me, including my friends, my family, and my team members who have taken it. Our former methods will only get us our former results, right? Time to try something new. Step in and learn more about Time Genius at marieandjenna.com to start a fresh journey, not only with productivity and efficiency, but your outlook on how spending your beautiful time impacts your life. You deserve it. The people you love deserve it. Of course, until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals, and I hope to see you inside of Time Genius.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Goal Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Gold Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.